Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I can't quit you, baby. But I gotta put you down a little while.
That's a little bit of a William Shatner blues cover. Of course, I can't quit you, babe. This is Patrick Prince, editor of Goldmine Magazine. Welcome to the Goldmine Podcast again, a proud member of Pantheon Podcasts. And we'd like to welcome the actor William Shatner on the podcast this episode. Most people know him as Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek, but he's been involved with music for many years. He had a hit with Ben Folds producing, covering the Pope song Common People. It was a really fun rendition in 2004. The album that Common People was on was basically Shatner's prose and poems put to music. It was called Has Been. And he did it with the help of Ben Folds, but also Joe Jackson, Amy Mann, Henry Rollins, Adrian Belew, Brad Paisley, and others. That was actually Shatner's second musical album after 1968's The Transformed Man. And we'll talk about that album, the 1968 one, during the podcast. Shatner's latest album, released last week on Cleopatra Records, is simply called The Blues, and it is a tribute to the blues genre, covering classic blues songs with guests like Deep Purple's guitarist Ritchie Blackmore, Pat Travers, Albert Lee, Steve Cropper, members of Canned Heat, and James Burton of Elvis Presley fame, and others. It's got a lot of musical legends on the album. And William Shatner is 89. And as you'll find out from this podcast and the album itself, he sounds as vibrant and enthusiastic as ever. So we'll be right back with William Shatner after this message from CygnusRadio.com.
Hey, I'm Ronald Webb, and this is Patrick Prince.
And together we host the Goldmine Radio Hour, the show that features the latest issue of Goldmine,
the music collector's magazine. Tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on CygnusRadio.com.
Mr. Shatner, how are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Congratulations on the new album, The Blues.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. And these in 2020, you brought me joy.
Wow, what a compliment, my God, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote you.
It's been a rough year.
An album in the 2020 has brought me joy. That's fabulous. I'm so glad it did. I had the best time with it, and it's getting great reviews, and I'm so grateful that you liked it.
Were you always a fan of the blues?
I must have been. I didn't know it. I'm a white guy from Montreal, Canada. What did I know about the blues? And yet, Oscar Peterson was playing at the same time I was growing up. And although I would hear him play downtown Montreal, I didn't know exactly what I was listening to. But I was involved in musicals, college musicals, and writing and directing and acting in them. So I didn't realize that I was getting a grounding in my way of doing music. I did take voice lessons for a while, but I got too busy to continue, and it's to my regret that I never trained my voice. So I live in awe of great singers, whether they're opera singers or whether they're crooners or whether they're just wailers.
Mm.
That indigenous voice is something I love. And in my own way, I've tried to be. So I must have been a fan of the blues, but only when I was asked to do this blues album.
Mm.
because the Christmas album that I did called Shatner Claus last year made it on some of the lists of Billboard, and so the label Cleopatra asked me to do another album and suggested the blues. So I said yes and began to delve into the blues. And, you know, I've got people around me talking to me about it. I've read books. I had Arthur Adams, who was on the album.
Yeah.
The guitarist in my office saying to me, here's what I did when I was 7 years old. And he mimed picking a bowl of cotton and putting it in a pretend bag slung on his side and crooning a blues to assuage the heat and the fatigue while singing, and he just gave me in that instant an insight into what it must have been like, and so I've come to the blues with the great reverence that the people who play the blues have, and I've done my best with it with that sense of reverence. Even though many blues songs are for fun and they kid you, but they also wail with pain.
Yes.
And I'm there.
Yeah, the blues, the genre suits you, and other genres suit you as well. I mean, you're not new to covering songs, obviously. And in my opinion, your rendition of Pulp's Common People in 2004 is one of the best covers of a song there is. It's so unique, and it delivers attitude.
Those are wonderful words. And I had the best time with Joe watching him warm up. And then, you know, that was a happening.
Yes.
It wasn't planned. It was, the idea of the two of us doing that number, and it was chosen by Ben Folds. Ben is a genius. And so we did it.
Yeah.
I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
My kick on that number, which applies to this blues album,
is
that Joe did it in his rock and roll way. I did it in my actorish way, and we arrived at the end at the same point, doing essentially the same thing, he as a musician and me as an actor.
Yes. It's like you captured the thoughts of the protagonist in the song. It was great.
Exactly. It was, if anybody were to ask me, what do I do? I'd point to that number exactly.
Yeah. And here you are on this great trajectory with great guest stars. I mean, did you pick these people out? Did they come to you? I mean, it's just fantastic.
I don't know enough to pick them out, but some of them came. So Cleopatra, I guess the underground, Shatner's doing a blues album, because I was playing with them. I didn't know whether I should do it or not. I played with it for several months. As I began to understand what I was doing, and I guess word got out because several of the musicians asked to come aboard.
Mm.
But there are some, and the two that come to mind, and Brad Paisley, who happens to be a friend of mine, Brad and Richie Blackmore, were on other albums of mine and asked to come
yes.
aboard this one. So the compliment of musicians coming, saying I'd like to be a part of it, others saying I'd like to come back, I mean, that's enormous, because these musicians on this album are virtuoso musicians who are geniuses in their own way.
Yes.
They're superlative, and you can't say enough of their musical ability. And what they do on the cuts with me is incredible. If you were to buy this album only to hear them, it would be enough. It'd be worth the money.
Yeah, I was going to say, who surprised you the most with their output? But everyone did such a great job, it's hard to pick. It really is.
I know. And then there's a music video.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out.
I heard about that.
So there's an animated video coming out. I put a spell on you.
Yes.
Which I suggested the surroundings, and this wonderful, what you call him, animator.
Yes.
Takes it and runs with it, and he's as amusing as the song is, and it's going to be a startle. I think it'll be a big hit in its animation. It's done with such imagination.
Now some of these guys.
That's the blues.
Some of these guys have been around for so long; they're legendary music people. And like Canned Heat, I mean, did they select songs? Did they suggest, like, William, check this out, check this song out?
Canned Heat has a music video out on YouTube.
Yeah.
So they suggested look at them.
Ah.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're incredible.
Oh, they go way back. Understand. Yeah. In fact, you gained.
Yeah, but I mean, they're perennial. They're not dated. The songs they sing are not dated.
Well, back in the '60s, did you meet any of these classic rock artists? Did you know any of them? No,
I knew nothing. I knew nothing. I know nothing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't come from a musical family. My father would listen to the opera Saturday afternoons. I have a picture of him lying on a sofa with the radio blaring for the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday afternoons. That's the only music that was in our house. And I came to music slowly with the university, the McGill University musicals. I did them all while I was there for the 4 years I was there. I did four musicals, wrote and directed all of them and performed in them. So I came to that music. There were musicians there. God, the name of the musician comes to mind. Saul Honigman. Can you imagine that? I can't remember my name. And Saul Honigman's name just appeared in front of me as the musician. That's wild. That's a name I haven't said in 60 years. It's amazing. And all these people contributed to this itinerant knowledge of mine.
Hmm. I mean, newer generation of fans of William Shatner might not realize they're hear this album, but you've put out an album back in the '60s, the Transformed Man, and you covered Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which is
I know. So Decca Records, who was the big record company at the time, asked me to do an album.
Yeah.
So I had this concept of combining literature,
yes,
putting music to literature,
yes,
and then using the song.
Yep.
As literature, with obviously the melody behind that.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes. And she's gone!
She's gone!
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
So in a couple cases it really works. In some cases it doesn't. But it wasn't successful, and it just died, and it lay there for a while until years later Ben Folds picked it up and asked me to be on his album, The Fear of Pop, I think it was. And then we did an album together called Has Been.
You know, you find it in the record stores. If there's something called crate diggers, where record collectors go through all the bins and look for used records, and you'll find the Transformed Man. Yes, you will. So,
oh my God,
you could still find it out there, and that's great. I think maybe one day it'll be reissued. You never know. What do you make? This album's coming out on vinyl. It must be
on
interesting.
Vinyl, let me just say how you get it.
Yeah.
Cleopatra, Cleopatra, .com, I think.
Yeah.
Go to my website, WilliamShatner.com. You'll be able to get the vinyl and the album any place you buy that kind of thing. And you can get it digitally, again, everywhere, Spotify, Amazon, I think.
Yeah, so it's colored vinyl. That's great. I mean, are you surprised about that format coming back? I mean, who would think in this digital age, right?
We've done that. Cleopatra has done that on
a number
of my albums. Yeah. So I think it's for a collector thing.
Oh, yeah. Our readers at Goldmine love collecting. They're record collectors. So they love it. But as far as back to the album... the standout to me is I Can't Quit You, Babe. You really got the blues flowing through you on that one. That's a good one.
Somebody before you asked me for what would be a blues number that I would, and I suggested I Can't Quit You, Baby is a perfect example of me doing, as an actor, doing the blues. It calls for moaning and groaning.
Yes, it does.
And how do you moan and groan? Now, I forgot what's the name of the guy that did it originally.
Oh, Willie Dixon. Willie Dixon wrote it. Otis Rush.
He moans and groans, and he's beautiful on it. And then, what am I going to do?
And then Led Zeppelin.
And, yeah. And then I thought, well, I just got to go for it.
Yeah.
But really moan and groan.
Yes.
Really cry.
Well, again. But I gotta put you down a little while. Well, you done made me mess up my happy home.
And what about that accompaniment?
Oh, Kirk Fletcher, he really lets loose there, man.
He lets loose. He's fantastic.
Yes.
So the way it worked is I laid my track down first to a beat and then took my time with it. And then he comes in and wails with me. It's superb. It's fantastic.
That's the perfect word for it, wails.
It wails.
Yes.
It cries out. I love it.
There's a lot of pain in that original song. It's just...
there's a lot of pain.
Yes.
A lot of pain in there. And although it's playful in ways, you know, because he's moaning and groaning a little too much, he doth protest too much, it still is meaningful.
Right.
It's real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other standout I like is The Thrill Is Gone, and that has the aforementioned Ritchie Blackmore And Candace Knight, his lovely wife, who is excellent.
His lovely wife is a compliment. And again, you know, B.B. King does the ultimate version. And when I first recorded it, I was looking at it, and then when I heard myself do it, I thought, that's too much like B.B. King. And I came back weeks later and re-recorded it, and I've tried to make it my own indigenously, that disappointment over the failure of passion.
Mm.
And that's where I went with that. So I became, I think, my own.
It's gone away for good. Oh, the thrill is gone. Gone away. Gone away for good. Oh, yeah. Someday I'll know I'll be open-armed. Just like an old good man should. You know, I'm free. I'm free now, baby. I'm free from your spell. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm free, free. Free, free now. I'm free from your spell.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's in a smoky blues lounge. So it definitely has that feel. Richie and Candace and you really put that all together, and you could feel it. You kind of envision yourself.
I'm so happy you think so.
In an atmosphere.
That makes my day.
One thing I got to ask you, going back to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I know you're probably going to do more albums. Would you ever redo that song? I mean, I think it would be great.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I don't know how to look. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
The Beatles. Yeah.
Sky with Diamonds was part of this first album where I was trying to combine literature and the lyrics.
Yeah.
So the literature with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I think, is, if I remember correctly, was a speech by Cyrano de Bergerac, huh. And the last lyric of which, the last line of which is, I may climb to no great heights, but I will climb alone. So here's a guy without the need of anything else, climbing by himself. And I segue musically into a drug song where the guy can't function alone. Yeah. He needs the help of the drugs. So that's Lucy in the Sky, LSD.
Yeah, well,
and that was my take. That was my take on a guy who is independent, mm-hmm. and a guy who's dependent.
Wow, interesting.
And that was my take on it, and it just. I guess people didn't get it.
Well, now I can't wait till the next album. Hopefully, maybe you could do an album on the Beatles. I mean,
well, the Beatles, that's interesting.
Yeah.
The next album will be an autobiographical album.
Ah.
I'm working on it right now.
Wow.
And it's going to be very, very interesting. I hope you and your audience and the audience at large will get it, but it's going to be really meaningful to me, and hopefully to you.
Well, I can't wait to see who the guests are.
Say again?
I can't wait to see who the guest will be on that album, because it's going to be hard to beat this album.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yes.
We're approaching them right now.
Yeah.
Talking about meaningful things, the COVID virus has interfered with everything.
Yes, it has.
So I'm working from home on all these things. We've had to cancel my traditional. I've done a horse show, the Hollywood Charity Horse Show, sponsored by Priceline and the Bank of California, every year.
Yeah,
and raised money for kids and veterans. I've had to cancel it, but charities need our help more than ever. So I would love to urge your audience to give to charities of your choice, even more than ever, because there's a lack of funds and more people are needy this year than ever before.
More than ever. Well, thank you for taking the time. I can't wait till the next album, too. I'm having fun with this album. And stay safe and happy in these uncertain times.
And you too, my friend. I look forward to talking to you the next time.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Mr. Shatner, it was an honor having you on the Goldmine Podcast. The best to you and the blues album. This is Pat Prince signing off. Don't forget to go to goldminemag.com for more content, exclusive content, and get the print magazine at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million select stores. Or better yet, subscribe. Get 68% off at goldminemag.com. Thanks for listening to the Goldmine Podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Cheers.
It's getting near dawn when lights close their tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love, to give you my dawn's surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling. I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your mouth.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.